Behold, Ibrahim said to his father and his people, I renounce the deities that you worship, except him who created me, for he will surely guide me. And he left this statement as an abiding precept among his descendants so that they would return to it. But they started worshipping others, and rather than punishing, I kept on providing them and their forefathers the comfort of this life, until there came to them the truth and a Rasul to expound it clearly. But now when the truth has come to them, they say, this is magic and we do not believe it. They also say, why is this Quran not revealed to a man of great importance in the two towns? Is it that they who distribute the blessings of your Rabb? It is we who distribute the means of their livelihood in the life of this world, raising some in rank above others, so that one may take others into his service. But the blessing of your Rabb is far greater in value than the wealth of this world which they amass. And were it not that all mankind might become one nation of unbelievers, we would have given those who disbelieve in the compassionate such houses whose roofs, stairways by which they go to upper chambers, all made with silver, and also the doors of their houses and couches on which they recline, along with ornaments of gold, for all these are nothing but mere comforts of this worldly life. It is the life of the hereafter, which your Rabb has reserved for the righteous.